Oh, mevakshin miboyle. Like, why do we force them to give chalitza? We should say no. If an isha thinks when the husband's alive, what's going to be after he dies? So when she made the neder, when the husband was alive, not to have enjoyment from the brother-in-law, what did she mean, really? That yibum. So again, we shouldn't force them to give chalitza. He didn't cause it, she caused it. So why does the Mishnah say, kaifin isha, she don't have even mevakshin miboyle? So chutz mashma, that when the husband is alive, she doesn't think about the yavam. Gemara says no. Hachal Mayaskina, our Mishnah is talking about the Isha Sheyesh Lebonim, where she has children. The Kuliyar Lemaska Daitoi. Then about it, she doesn't think that maybe her children are going to die and then her husband. So far, for sure, she doesn't think. So now, Mishnah, if she made the neder when her husband was alive and when she had children, she didn't think about the brother-in-law. So her mind was just that she didn't think about the Mitzvah Yibum. She still doesn't like the brother-in-law. There the neder is Chal. But in the case where she doesn't have bonim, then even though the husband was alive when she made the neder, we have to be afraid she thought about maybe the husband will die and she wants to throw away the mitzvah yibum. Then taka only mavakshin. Maybe then we don't force him to make yibum, we'll make chalitza, we'll only ask him nicely. For the Gemara, if that's true, Tony, what does Mishnah have to say? In nischavnu lakach, if she mamashat kavono, afilo b'chaya bala mavakshin menu sheyech l'slo. What do you have to say? Where is the case when she made the neder, when the husband is still alive, that you have to only ask for chalitza? In a case where she has kavanah b'feiris, where she tells us like we know for sure that was in her mind. For the Gemara, let's make the chiluk in this case by itself. When do we say that she made the neder when her husband is alive? She does not mean to ask the yavam al mitzvah yibum only when she has children. Avalein labonim, but in the case where she does not have any children, then we say she's right away thought about that she doesn't want to have a mitzvah yibum and mavakshin shtone be mavakshin. Why doesn't the Mishnah say this? Elish mamina loishno yesh labonim loishno ein labonim koyfen oisoy kirab shmamina. Mishnah mashma clearly that calls the man her husband is alive. She does not think about what's going to be when the husband dies. Therefore, Loch is like Rav, that she did not mean to ask the Yavam. Because calls the man her husband is alive, she does not think what's going to be after he dies. She does not think about the Mitzvah Yibum. So therefore, now, Mishnah, when she made the neder, Shetaka true made the neder only because she doesn't like the brother-in-law, not because of the Mitzvah Yibum. So now we said the neder is Chal, and the neder is Chal that even after the husband dies, the Yavam can't make Yibum, we force him to make Chalitza. But over here, when she made the neder when the husband is alive, not to have tashmish with anybody, she did not include the yavam, because she never thought that maybe there'll be a heter to the yavam. So therefore later when the husband dies, and it comes to mitzvah yibum, she is mutter to the yibum without any effort. Hadru lecho beishamah.
You were holding Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah, the new Perek. Cheresh Shenosa Pikris. A cheresh, that's a person, a man, that's not a bardas, he can't hear and can't speak, so his kedushin is only midrabonin. But if he marries the pikris, a regular lady, or else a pikeyach Shenosa Chereshes, the opposite, the man was normal, but she was a Chereshes, which also she has a din, she doesn't have any das, so the kedushin is only midrabonin. The locher is in Rotzal Hoitzi Yoitzi. In both these places, if the man wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. V'im Rotzal Akayim Mikayim. But if he wants to stay married to her, he can stay married to her. And the chiddush is that Kishem Shukainis Bremiza, just like he marries her, Midrabonin, even though they can't talk with Bremiza, just like the sign languages, is Kachu Maitzi Bremiza. The same thing when he gives her a get, even though she's a Chereshes, or even though he's a Cheresh that he can't talk, he gives her a get like Bremiza. In other words, it's a svara the same way he was Mekadish from the Rabbonin, that's the same way the Rabbonin gave Mekoyach to give a get. What about Pikeach Shenosa Pikis? That's a normal people, that the Isha and the man were both normal. So the Gedushin is Chal Midiraisa. And now Vinischarsha, now she becomes a Chareshus. Now she can't hear and can't speak. Now she becomes like dumb, she loses a das. Is still the Mishnah says, Imrotza Yoitzi. If you want to give her a get, the get is Chal Midiraisa. But if you want to stay married, you can stay married to her. And we'll soon explain why the get is chal, even though she's a chereshi, she's allowed badas. What about nishtitis? Let's say she becomes a shaita, not stam a chereshis, but she becomes a shaita. Shaita, the pshat is they do foolish things. Then lo yoytzi. And we'll soon see in the Gemara, that's the Rabbanon de Galocha. That again, even though midiraisa a get is chal, midiraisa, as long as the man is normal, he has das to give get, it's chal. Because an isha does not have to have das to receive the get. It's even bar kocho. So really, a chareshes and a shaita could receive a get midiraisa. Just the Rabbanon made a takona by a shaita not to give her a get. What about nischarishu? Let's say the man, after first the kedushin was chal midiraisa, he was normal. Then nischarishu, he became a cheresh, means he became deaf and dumb. So he doesn't have any das. Or nishtato, or else he became a shaita. Halacha is now, ain't a moitzi or lomis. Like midiraisa, he can't give a get anymore. He does not have das. And the man has to have das b'shas gerushin. So here he can't get rid of her. The kedushin is still chal midiraisa, but he can't get rid of her or lomis forever. Now, Amr Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, like, argues and asks, Mifnei Mahu Isha Sheneskharsho Yoitzei. How come you say, even at the beginning they were both normal? Then later the Isha, the wife, becomes a Chereshes, you say she could receive a get. V'yish, Mashaykin, if the man, Sheneskharsho, became a Cheresh, Eina Moitzei, you say he can't give a get. So Rabbi Yechon and Benuri comes to argue, like, and he yells no, in both places the get is not Chal. Amr Leid, Rabbon answered back and said, no, Eina Doima. Not like one or the other. But Isham ain't a daimu Isham a garish Lisham is gareshes. There's a big difference between the man that gives a get and the Isha that has to receive the get. Why? Shoisha yoitzol ritzoina. Vishalel ritzoina. The law of gareshin is an Isha receives the get even shalel ritzoina, even if she doesn't want it. Bar Korcha, the husband could force her and give her a get. Therefore, we do not need her das bishas gareshin. By Shankin Vuhoish, the man, ain't a moitzi. He could only give a get, Elul Ritzoyna, you need his das. So therefore he has to be a bar das, if he's a shaita or he's a cheresh, he can't give a get. Now the Gemara says, Hayid Rabbi Yechonen ben Gudgoda, ala chareshes, he said edus, on a chareshes, sheheshiyo oviho, that the father married her off. In other words, the Gedushin is chal midiraisa, that she's a ketana, she has a father, and the father married off midiraisa, so the kedushin was chal midiraisa. She yoytze a beget later on in life, even though the father's not around, still she could receive a get midiraisa, like we said before, that since the isha does not need das, even bar korcho, even a chareshes could receive a get. Omrulah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Avzuk yoytzevo, that's just like we're saying also, like we said before, like the Tanakhama holds, that a chareshes could receive a get. Now the Mishnah goes into Nyanam about Yibum. So what about Beis Achin Charshin? You have two brothers, they're both a cheresh, both don't have das, that the Kedushin is only Midrabonin. Now Nesuyin LeBeis Achoyis, they both got married to two sisters, one and one. Chareshes, either both sisters are also chareshes, don't have das, or in the shtei achoyis pichis, it doesn't make a difference even if both of them do have das, but since the both brothers don't have das, the kedushin is only mid rabbanon. Or in the shtei achoyis, or else they got married to two sisters, achas chareshes, one does not have das, v'yachas pichis, one does have das. Or else the case is going to be beis achoyis chareshes. You have the two sisters that don't have das. Nisuyin got married Lishneyach, the two brothers pichin, even if both the two brothers are normal. But again, since the wives are Haroshes, the Kedushin is only Midrabonin. Or Yerels Lishneyach in Charshin. Or else these two sisters, Charshin, got married to two brothers that were Charshin. Or Lishneyach and Yerels, the two brothers, Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekeich. In all these cases, Harayelu Peturin Minachalitza Minayibim. In all these cases, there's no din Yibim at all, there's no din Chalitza. And the partial reason is because she's an erva to you. Like what happened here? Two brothers married two sisters. And in all these cases, both kedushins were only chal midrabonin. So midrabonin, when one brother dies, his wife now falls to the other brother, but the other brother has no mitzvah yibum on her, because she's called achos ishtoi. Since the brother that's alive now is married to the sister, true, it's only midrabonin. But even the first kedushin of the first brother was also only midrabonin. So mamonachoch, midirabonah, that there's Zika, she's an erva to you though. She's called Achos Ishtoi. She's your wife's sister, therefore there's no mitzvah chalitza or yibum. What about Yom Hoyu Nochrius? Let's say these two brothers were married, two wives, each one was not related one to the other. Then yichnoisu, if you want, you could make yibum. Even though the yavim is a cherish, even though he doesn't have das, yibum you can make even without das. And then if you want to give her a get, lady, you can give her a get. Because again, this yibum was only midrabbonin here. Since the first kedushin your first brother had was also only midrabbonin, so since the first kedushin was only midrabbonin, the whole zik is only midrabbonin. Since the whole yibum now is only midrabbonin, after you miyabim her, if you want, you could give her a get like we learned before. That a cherish could give a get midrabbonin. What about Shnei Achen, you have two brothers, Echot Cheresh V'Echot Pekeach. One is normal, and one doesn't have das. Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis, like a Pekeach. They got married to two sisters, and both of them were Pekeachs, were normal. Now, Meis Cheresh Bava Pekeachs. The one, the brother that was not normal, that was married to the normal wife, so that Kedushin was only with the Rabbonin. Is Ma Yas HaPekeach Bava Pekeachs. What should the brother that's alive now, married to the normal sister, that kedushin is midiraisa, so what should he do? His posha teitzeh mishum achas isha. There's no mitzvah yibum. Because the one that's alive now is married midiraisa to his wife, the sister. So therefore, the other sister that falls now to yibum is an erva midiraisa to you. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. What about the opposite way? Meis pikeach bala pichis. The normal brother that married a normal wife, the kedushin midiraisa, he died. Is Ma Yasa Cheresh, what should the brother do now? The brother that's alive, that's a Cheresh, that doesn't have das, Baal Pichis, that was married mit Rabbanan to the other sister, is Moitzi Ishta Beget. What he has to do is, he can't live with his wife anymore, because Midi Raisa, the brother Zik is Chal. So Midi Raisa, the Yavam of the other sister is Zaku to you. So male, the wife that you're married to now, mit Rabbanan, is Achoyz Kukosoi. So you have to give your wife a get. Because since she married her midrabbonin, a cheres could give a get midrabbonin. And your brother's wife now, the yivama, she remains the yivama liyelam. There's no heter for her. Because the maisa, the zikir is chal midiraisa to the brother that's alive now. But he's a cheres. A cheres can't make chalitza. Elamai, what should you do? Let him make yibum. He can't make yibum here either midrabbonin. Because midrabbonin, he was married to a sister. True, he gave her a get. But the law is that achayis gerushasa is also awesome. So, with the Rabbanah, this Yavamah is an erva to you. Therefore, there's no way this Yavamah remains Yavamah Li'elam, and she has no eitzah, she can't get married. The Mishnah says weiter. What about Shnei Achen Pilchin? You have two normal brothers. Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis, married to two sisters. Achas Chereshes V'Achas Pichis, one was normal and one was dumb. Is Meis Pikech Balachereshes, if the brother that was only married mid Rabbanah to his wife because she was a Chereshes, he died. What should the other brother do that's married to the normal wife that's chal midiraisa? Is pshita teitzeh mishum achas isha? That since the one that's alive is married to the sister midiraisa, so the other sister, when she falls the yibum, there's a ptur, there's no mitzvah yibum, because she's an erva, she's achas isha. What about neis pikeach balpichis? Let's say the normal brother that was married midiraisa to the normal wife, he died. So his wife now falls midiraisa zika to the other brother. Is Ma Yaseh Bekeach Balacharashis? What should the normal brother do that's married to the sister, but she's a Chareshah, so that Kedushin is only Midirabonin? So Midiraisa the Zika is still Chal. So what he has to do is Moitzi Yasishta Beget. He has to give his wife now a get. He can't live with her, because Midiraisa, there's Zika Chal. So Midiraisa, she's called Achoyis Kukosla, she's an erva to you. She's an erva to you. So therefore you have to give her a get. For Yasei Shesachir Bechalitza. Who are then your brother's wife? You can't live with her either, because since she gave you the sister a get, she's called Achoyis Grushosoi. With the Rabbanan, she's an erva to you. But here, since the brother that's alive is Hippikeach, he could give Chalitza. So that's the best Eitzah. Let him give Chalitza, and then his brother's wife goes out free. What about Shnei Achin, two brothers? Echot Cheresh V'Echot Pekeach. One was normal, and one was Hippikeach. One was a Cheresh, not normal, and one was Hippikeach. Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis, married two sisters. Echot Chareshes, V'Yachas Pichis. One was normal and one was not. Now, Meis Cheresh Baal Chareshes, the brother that was dumb, that didn't have das, married the lady, the sister that did not have das. So he died. Ma Yasa Pekech Baal Pichis. What should the normal brother do now? Pshit Tistetze Mishum Achas Isha. There's nothing to talk about, she's an erva. The one that's alive now is married to the sister Midiraisa. So Mela, when the other brother, when the first brother dies, his wife, which is only the Rabbanon de Kazika, Pshitis Potter, she's an erva to you. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. What about the opposite way? Neis Pikeach Baal Pichis. If the normal brother died, the one that was married Midiraisa to his wife. So now there's a Zika Midiraisa that she falls to the brother Midiraisa. Is Ma Yasa Cheresh, what could the Cheresh do now? Baal Cheresh, if that's married Midirabonim to the sister, is first of all, Maitzias Ish to beget. He has to get rid of his wife. Because since the other brother was married Midiraisa, so there's Zika Midiraisa. So your brother's wife, the sister, is like Zokin to you, Midiraisa. So therefore you can't live with your first wife because she is called Achis. So therefore you have to give her a get. And your brother's wife, now the Pichis, she remains also Yelam. Because Chalitza you can't give her because you're a Cheresh. A Cheresh can't make Chalitza. Yibum you can't make because with the Rabbanan she's an erva to you. Because she's Achois Grushosoi. Therefore she's Asurul Yelam. What about Shnei Achin? You have two brothers. Echod Cheresh V'echad Bekeach. One again was dumb and one was normal. Nesui Neshtei Nochris was married to two different wives, but no relative. Not related. Is Pichis, both wives that were normal. Is Meis Cheresh Ba Pichis. If the brother that's a Cheresh that's only had Kedushim with the Rabbanan and died. Is Ma Yas Bekech Ba Pichis. What could the brother do that's alive now? Is Pshita Oichol Etzvei Miyabim, whatever he wants. It's a regular Mitzvah Yibim. His wife is normal. So therefore, the Yibim is Chal. True, it's only Chal with the Rabbanan. But I call upon him, Midrabbon, you could even make Yibum or else make Halitza. What about Meis Pikeach? Meis Pikeach. Baal Pichis. What about the normal brother died? The one that was married Midiraisa. So here there's Zika Chal Midiraisa. Ma Yasa Cheresh Baal Pichis. What could the other brother do now? What can he do? Is Koinis? With the only answer is he has to make Yibum. They're not sisters, they're not related. So Maisa Cheresh, even though he doesn't have Das, couldn't make Yibum. But now, he can't give her a get anymore, Yerlam. Because this is Chal Midiraisa. There's Zika Midiraisa, your brother was married to a Midiraisa. Now when your brother dies, there's Zika Chal Midiraisa. So if the Cheresh makes Yibum, even though he doesn't have Das, Yibum is Kerna without Das. So therefore it's Chal Kedushi Midiraisa. Therefore Cheresh Midiraisa can't give a get, he's Larba Das, so she stays to him, Yerlam, he can't give her a get. What about Shnei Achen Pitkin? You have two normal brothers. Nusuyan Lebez Nochris, married to two different wives, not relatives. Achas Pichas Vachas Chereshes, one was normal, one not. Meis Pikech Ba Chereshes, if the brother that's only married Midrabon and died, Mayasa Pikech Ba Pichas, what can he do, the other brother? Is Pshita Midrabon and Kainis, he can make Yibum if he wants. If he wants to Loitzi Yitzi, late if he wants to give her a get. Because since the Yibum is only Midrabonin, Midrabonin we always say, oh no, here's better. He can give a get even Midiraisim. Because since the Baal, the husband, is a normal person, he can give his wife a get even though she's a Chereshes. What about the opposite way? Meis Pikeach Baal Pichis, the normal brother died, is Ma Yaseh Pikeach Baal Chereshes, what can he do? Is Pshita, since he's normal, and the Yivam is normal, is Zoychel Etzami Yabim, whatever he wants, he can do, he can make Chalitza, he can make Yibum. What about Shneyach and two brothers? Echot Cheresh Shvecha Pikeach, one was normal, one was not. Nesuyin lebeis nochris, married to two different wives, strangers. Achas chereshes v'achas pichas. Is meis cheresh ba chereshes. What about the brother that's not normal died first? That's only with the rabbonin. Ma yase pekeh ba pichas. What can he do? Kainis. The churim with the rabbonin, he has to make yibum. Because to make chalitza can't, since she's a chereshes. And afterwards now, if he wants to give a get, he can give her a get. Since the first Kedushim was only with the Rabbonin, so in the middle of the whole Yibum here, the whole Zik is only with the Rabbonin, so about it's only with the Rabbonin, and with the Rabbonin you can give a get. Or better still, Nachman, he see it. Since he's a Pekeach, he can give a get Midiraisa. A Cheresh just could receive a get Midiraisa. What about the Meis Pekeach Baal Pichis? Let's say the normal brother died. Ma Yase Pekeach Baal Chereshes is Oichel Etzom Yabim. Give you the chalitza, or else he can make Yibum, since he's normally can do whatever he wants. What about now, Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echot Cheresh V'Echot Bekeach, one normal, one not. Nesuyin Lebeis Nochris, married to two wives, not related. Achas Chereshes V'Echot Pichis, Meis Cheresh Baal Chereshes, Ma Yase Bekeach Baal Pichis. If the brother that was not normal, married to a not normal wife, only with Rabbonin, when he dies, what should the one that's normal do with his wife? His kindness, if he wants to, he can make Yibum. But chalitza he can, since she's a chereshah, she can't give a chalitza. But now, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. That since she, even though she's a chereshah, since she's normal, he can give her a get. Meis pikeh ba pichis, his ma yasa cheresh ba chereshah, his kindness, he has to only make yibum. But again, v'yayna moitzli yelam, now he can't give a get, because since he had the zikas chal midiraisa, and when he's miyabma or his kainah midiraisa, midiraisa cheresh cannot give a get. These are the klolim of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Mai Shino Cheresh Vechareshes, Tetkino Lohu Rabbonu Nisuin. How come either when the man is a Cheresh or when she's a Chereshes, the Mishnah is Mashma Midirabbonu, they could get married? There's a Kedushim Midirabbonu, even though Midiraisa, the Lav and Eden, you know, they can't make Kinyonim, but Midirabbonu, though the Nisuin is Chal, Umai Shino De Shoita. V'Shoita, how come either whether he or whether she is a Shoita, there's Deloitkino Lohu Rabbonu Nisuin? Rabbanu were not mistaken kedushin at all. Again, the shoita means like a fool, somebody that does foolish things. The Gemara says that somebody sleeps in the basic forest by himself at night, that's called a shoita. The Tanya we learned. Shoita, first of all, we have the proof that there's no kedushin. The Tanya, shoita the cotton, shenosu noshim, if the man was a shoita or else a cotton, if they got married, umesu, when they die, they should say, imptuus menachlitza menayivim. That when they die, the wife has no dinim at all. You know why? Because the kedushin is not chal even with the rabbanon. So you see that a shaita cannot marry even with the rabbanon. So how come? You know what? Then a cotton can't. We'll soon talk about why a cotton can't. But our kopon first the kashra is what's the difference between a cheresh and a shaita? So Gemara says cheresh vechereshes. We the he or she is only a cheresh means they're deaf and dumb. Some they don't have das. Is the kind with the count of the rabbanon. They still they could listen to some things. Is kinul rabbanon nisuin? The rabbanon were masakin nisuin. In other words, they could stay married together. Therefore, the rabbanon were masakin kedushin. Ma'ashenke in shoyte v'shoyte to loykaim at the kant of the rabbanon. They can't do anything together. Like Rashi says, they fight only with the shoyte, do foolish things. It's not possible to have shalom b'nayim. Tiyenodim darim nachash bechvifa achas. A person like a moshel can't live with a snake in a small room. Here also, you just can't live with a shoyte. Is therefore that kinu rabbanon nisuyin. The rabbanon will not misakin kedushin for a shaita or a shaita, either one, either him or her. Now, umayishna katan let kinu rabbanon nisuyin for cheresh kinu la rabbanon nisuyin. Like how come a katan can't make kedushin with the rabbanon, just like a cheresh should be able to? Who within a katan should be able to? A katan is not a shaita. You can live with a katan. So how come the rabbanon will not misakin kedushin for a katan? That there it is cheresh to lo yos lechlan nisuyin kinu rabbanon nisuyin. A cheresh that stays that way the rest of his life. So if he can't get married with the rabbanon, he'll never be able to get married. Therefore, the rabbanon will make her to give him kedushin and nisuyin. Ma'ashenke in katan the yosel echal nisuyin. But since a katan, when it becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be able to get married. And therefore, let kino rabbanon nisuyin. Rabbanon will not misakin kedushin right now for him until he gets older. For the gemara of arei katana, I would know the side of a katana even when she doesn't have a father. Her mother or brother could marry you off with the rabbanon. I there the yosel echal nisuyin. Why don't we say let her wait until she becomes 12 years old? Then she'll get married. She'll have kedushin later when she's a gedolah. So why would the rabbanon misakin kedushin for katana? That there it is. Well, yeah, the kashmir of the yosel echal nisuyin, but it's kinu rabbanon nisuyin. There it is. Hosom shlo yino gobo minig hefka. There we're afraid if we tell the girl can't get married, we're afraid she'll be noig hefka. She doesn't get married like maybe we should do it to come as zayna. She'll have znus. Therefore, we're more afraid about a small girl. Therefore, the rabbanon will make her to let her get married. Mashenkin for kotim, we're not afraid. For the gemara now, amayishino chareshes teloy mimano. How come the law is when a chareshes gets married with the rabbanon, she can't say like goodbye to her husband? It's only by a ketana that we are mistaken. That we skipped here. For the amayishino ketana the mano, amayishino chareshes teloy mimano. How come a ketana, when she gets married, could say like goodbye to her husband? Mashenkin chareshes can't. There it says the.